bien, gracias.
¿Cómo está, John Brand?
People still recognize former police officer John Pinchao on the streets. They remember his escape from FARC rebels in 2007 after more than 8 years as a captive. Images of Pinchao, thin as a nail, after walking 17 days through the jungle, moved the nation.
Se refería a este tipo de cadenas.
Now he's campaigning for a Senate seat in Sunday's congressional elections with another former hostage, presidential candidate Ingrid Betancourt. He says he's running for the victims of Colombia's conflict, who he believes were shortchanged by the 2016 peace deal.
Of the 9 million victims of Colombia's conflict, only 1 million have received reparations. And they received reparations from the state, not the culprits. The FARC has revealed only 10% of their assets. We want to recover the missing 90% for the victims.
Pinchao is not alone. Other former hostages are also seeking representation in Congress. They come from different parties and different political beliefs, but share the same contempt for the former guerrillas who have since formed a legal political party.
It will be difficult if I win to meet my victimizers in Congress. I will try to be fair, participate in their debates, but I have no intention to have any personal relationship, because they have not fulfilled their promises.
Since giving up their arms, the FARC has complied with the demands of a special tribunal for peace, but are still struggling to convince many Colombians that they deserve a seat at the political table.
The peace deal guaranteed 10 seats in Congress to the party created by the extinct FARC for two consecutive legislative periods, which is one of the agreements that angers many of the victims of the former FARC.
Former FARC leader and current senator Julian Gallo says the only way to move forward is to overcome the country's painful past.
The point was to lay down the weapons and be able to participate in politics. They should welcome our presence as much as we welcome theirs. My wish is that we be partners to show Colombia and the world that despite our differences, we can work towards consensus to build a better country.
Many believe FARC's party lacks the support to survive past these elections, but after so much pain, it's a relief that these differences are playing out at the ballot box and not on a battlefield. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.